little man about to drown. There's quicksand all around, and man, I'm in it. Please help me up, Lord, 'cause I'm going down. Now won't you tell me if you can, 'cause life's so hard to understand. Why's the rich man busy dancing while the poor man pays the band? Oh, they're building me for killing me. Lord, have mercy on the working man. Won't you tell me if you can, 'cause life's so hard.
Here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A special election today on New York's Long Island could point to the future of the Republican majority in the House of Representatives. Democrat Tom Suozzi versus Republican Mazie Pillip.
Right now, Republicans can lose basically three votes on any given measure. Otherwise, the Democrats essentially control the place. This would further shave that margin. And a lot of people are looking at districts like this and saying this is where the battle for the majority is going to be in the fall. Democrats very much hope that the House is in play, and they look at districts like this and say this is a place where they need to win. They need to start winning back some of the territory they've lost.
ABC News political director Rick Klein. Mass shooting here in New York City. One person killed, five others wounded when the gunman opened fire at a mass transit train stop in the Bronx before escaping on foot. In Michigan, State Representative Josh Shriver was stripped of his staff and committee assignment for sharing a social media post promoting the racist Great Replacement. This is ABC News.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built. Built on service.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets, March up 24 to 1722, April up 23 to 1758, May up 25 to 1796, June up 23 to 1830. Cheese markets were higher. Barrels up 1 3/4 to 159.5. 40-pound blocks up 1.5 to 158.5. 3 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 2 1/4 to 271. End of quarter, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 120. No trades. Dry whey steady at 52. And no trades on the day. Live cattle markets were mostly lower on the day as the little gain in cash cattle prices continued to pressure the live cattle markets. Now, the feeder cattle markets, though, were higher due to continued the strong fundamentals in the market with that low cattle supply. Hog markets, though, traded lower as the market lacked enough support to justify trading the market any higher. February live cattle down 37 cents to 184.25. March feeder cattle up $1.67 to 248.82. February hogs down 10 cents to 73.57. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets slightly higher on some short covering due to oversold conditions and little other fresh news. Soybeans also mostly higher as well. Now, soybean meal led the product complex higher, even though South American weather continues to look positive and the harvest continues. Wheat markets mostly lower. The plains see warmer than normal temperatures persist. Dry weather this week and a cold snap in March could cause some issues. March corn up 1.5 to 430.5. New crop up 1 to 469.25. New crop beans up 5 to 1168.75. March wheat in Chicago up 3/4 to 597.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op to Rand. Cash corn 364, March 367, April 369, new crop 414. Cash beans 1103, March 1108, April 1108, new crop 1084. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 385.5, March 388.5, April 398.5, and new crop at 414.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 395, March 392, April 406, and new crop 419. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 372, March 375, new crop at 414, cash beans 1113, March 1116, new crop 1093. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 375, new crop 414, cash beans 1108, new crop 1084. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 405, April 415, May 417, new crop 419, cash beans 1144, April 1168, May 1170, new crop at 1113. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 373, new crop 414, cash beans 1118, new crop 1093. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 152 to 176, Holstein fed cattle 126 to 158, market cows 72 to 111, bulls 95 to 123, calves 270 to 795, beef steers 157 to 250, Holstein steers 80 to 205. Sheep markets, market lambs 220 and down, light lambs 265 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 92 and down, goat markets, does 175 and down, bucks 200 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue or yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 1-800-414-7370 and we'll rush your order, discreetly packaged, to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra? Viagra, or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 1-800-414-7370 for as little as $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 1-800-414-7370 and ask about our express shipping option, and we will rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 1-800-414-7370 now. That's 1-800-414-7370.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, stars and high clouds with temperatures dropping to the mid-20s by daybreak. We'll have a light northwest wind. On Tuesday, sunshine, some high clouds around. Our highs reaching the upper 30s in the afternoon with a light and variable wind. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 30 at our studio.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, I'd be wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy, yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
Close your eyes, baby. Follow my heart. Call on the memories here in the dark. We'll let the magic take us away. Back
back to the feelings we shared when they played in the still. Precious hours we know can't survive, but love's all that matters while the past is alive. Now and for always, till time disappears, we'll hold each other whenever we in the still.
For listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
Memories and drinks don't mix too well, and jukebox records don't play those wedding bells. Looking at the world through the bottom of a glass, all I see is a man who's fading fast. Tonight I need that woman again, but I'd give for my baby to just walk in. Sit down beside me and say it's all right. Take me home and make sweet love to me tonight. But here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. I look like I'm having a good time, but any fool can tell that this honky-tonk heaven really makes you feel like hell. I light a lonely woman's cigarette, and we start talking about what we want to forget. Her life story and mine are the same. We both lost someone and only have ourselves to blame. But here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. I look like I'm having a good time, but any fool can tell that this honky-tonk heaven really makes you feel like hell.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Merle Haggard and Misery and Gin here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the low to mid-20s, partly cloudy conditions. We'll have more sunshine here later on today, and details with our ag weather forecast. Going to warm up at least for midweek. And again, we'll have that ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also, next hour, we're going to talk with A.V. Roth with the Wisconsin Pork Producers Council. I had a chance to talk with A.V. during the Corn Soy Expo, and we'll have that interview with AV coming up here next hour on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Soil health is one of the most important parts of your farm. Without good soil health, crop yields are affected, and so is your bottom line. Bluff Country Feed and Seed can help improve your soil health with products from Midwestern BioAg. With dry and liquid biologic fertilizers that help the soil hold nutrients for your crop, to soil and plant testing to find out how much and what type of fertilizer you need. Bluff Country Feed and Seed will improve your farm's profitability through improved soil health. Start improving your farm's soil health today. Call or visit Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi, or visit them online at bluffcountryfs.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Cattle Facts has released its 2024 outlook. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The popular Cattle Facts Outlook Seminar, held as part of the 2024 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show in Orlando, shared expert market and weather analysis. The smallest beef cow inventory in the last 50 years, coupled with historically strong demand, led to the highest average fed cattle and calf prices in 2023. As reduced cattle numbers and beef production continue over the next 3 years, leverage and profitability will continue to favor cattle producers. Despite record prices, expansion will likely be delayed once again. That, according to Kevin Good, Vice President of Market Analysis at Cattle Facts.
Obviously, Mother Nature is going to be the major headwind and has been the last couple of years to expand this cow herd. And, you know, it'll happen. You know, it might take longer than we'd all like. We've gone through 5 years of liquidation. And frankly, we're kicking the can down the road another year because of the weather that we've experienced the last 12 to 18 months. So you get about 40% of your feedlot population's heifers, and your cow slaughter, even though it's substantially below a year ago levels, it's still at a liquidation pace. So we are going to liquidate, in our opinion at least, mildly in 2024, and then would expect that we can start rebuilding the herd as we go forward from there.
Good expects prices at the consumer level will need to level off for the year.
Retail beef prices, really since the turn of the century, you know, we go back and talk about the low water mark and beef demand back in 1998, but you just go since the turn of the century, retail beef prices have averaged a 4.5% annual increase. Inflation's been about 2.2, 2.3, so there's more real dollars in that system, and we've outpaced the price of pork and poultry substantially as well. But after saying that, we probably have kind of hit the end of the rope here for a minute. We're talking retail prices for next year about $7.90. We averaged about $7.85 through the fourth quarter of 2023. So what we're suggesting is that prices are going to have to flatline in here for this year, and probably more than likely you'll see pork and poultry narrow the gap just a tick as far as that price relationship. But long term, beef demand, it bodes well.
Kevin Good with Cattle Facts. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This February, every plate is sharing the love with $1 steaks every week and meals starting at only $1.49. You do a lot, so let every plate take care of the meal planning and the groceries. You'll get fresh ingredients and foolproof recipes delivered right to your door. Plus, get 10 ounces of juicy ranch steak for just $1 in your weekly box. Get started with code DCS49 at everyplate.com. That's two $1 steaks per week for new subscribers while active. Everyplate.com, code DCS49.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, stars at high clouds with temperatures dropping to the mid-20s by daybreak. We'll have a light northwest wind. On Tuesday, sunshine, some high clouds around. Our highs reaching the upper 30s in the afternoon with a light and variable wind. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 30 at our studio.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Thank you.
the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over, and tomorrow starts the same old thing again. What a crazy, crazy party. Never seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun. But look at me, I'm almost crying. But that don't keep her love from dying. Misery, cause for me, the party's over. Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over, and tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Once I had a love undying, I didn't keep it, wasn't trying. Life for me was just one party and then another. I broke her heart so many times, had to have my party wine. Then one day she said, sweetheart, the party's over. Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over, and tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Willie Nelson and the party's over here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-20s across the region this morning. The Ellsworth FFA and the Farmer Angel Network of Western Wisconsin will be holding a mental health workshop. This is going to be coming up on February 25th, starting at 1 o'clock at Ellsworth Middle School. Now, there'll be a free meal, and also Jeff Ditzenberger will be speaking. He's going to talk about his suicide attempt. He's a farmer who attempted suicide, and he's going to talk a little bit about his story and what he's done to help himself as well. Pretty important workshop, so I hope you have a chance to attend with the Ellsworth FFA and the Western Wisconsin Farmer Angel Network. This is coming up February 25th, 1 o'clock at Ellsworth Middle School. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Propane, energy for everyone. Millions of farmers saw their summer weed control plans change drastically last week after a U.S. District Court in Tucson, Arizona, revoked the registration for dicamba in both cotton and soybeans, effective immediately. I'll be back with more details after this. More than 800,000 American farms choose propane every day for nearly every job on the farm. From propane-powered flame weed control as an alternative to herbicides to propane-powered irrigation engines that reduce greenhouse gas emissions by nearly 20%, propane is a reliable, environmentally friendly energy source. Plus, propane delivers significant savings over other fuels, boosting both profits and efficiency, all while lowering emissions. And with the Propane Farm Incentive Program, farms are growing more benefits to their bottom line with direct payments of up to $5,000 to participating ag producers, just for documenting propane's performance on the farm.
Learn more about how propane is helping farms reduce emissions and grow their savings. Visit booth WS20 and WS22 at the World Ag Expo, February 13th through the 15th in Tulare, California. Or go to propane.com today. On February 6th, the U.S. District Court for the state of Arizona vacated the pesticide registrations for three popular dicamba herbicides, Xtendimax by Bayer, Ingenia from BASF, and Tavium by Syngenta. These three were part of a new class of dicamba herbicide with chemistry reformulations designed to make the product less prone to drift, which allowed for more application flexibility. The decision by the court effectively means that farmers will be unable to apply any of those chemistries in the upcoming crop year, an extremely frustrating situation for farmers who have already made their seed and chemical purchases for this growing season. The court argued that the EPA did not adhere to the law in two separate instances involving dicamba. First, finding the EPA in violation of the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act, or FIFRA, for using a, quote, circular approach to assessing risk, which led to continued dicamba vaporization and drift. The judge also found the EPA in violation of the Administrative Procedures Act, saying the agency did not allow for meaningful public input by approving the 2020 registrations without notice or hearings. The judge did acknowledge that the ruling would create problems for growers who have already committed to their seed and herbicide programs for the year, but said that the severity of EPA's violations justified the immediate halt. BASF, Bayer, and Syngenta have all issued statements expressing their disappointment in the ruling, with all saying they will work with the EPA and their legal teams to determine the next steps. They'll also be working with their customers on paths forward for 2024. This decision marks the culmination of a long-running suit from the National Family Farm Coalition, the Pesticide Action Network, the Center for Food Safety, and the Center for Biological Diversity. I'll be back with more details after this.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Following last week's court decision to remove the 2020 dicamba registration, Rob Foe of the Pesticide Action Network, one of the plaintiffs in the case, said, quote, "Every summer since the approval of dicamba, our farm has suffered significant damage to our vegetable crops. Today's decision provides much-needed and overdue protection for farmers and the environment." That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Propane, energy for everyone. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Wings are here.
Oh, from?
No, I'd never order from anymore. Popeyes now has wings in five flavors. Ghost pepper, roasted garlic parmesan, sweet and spicy, signature hot, and honey barbecue. Marinated in Louisiana spices, hand-battered and flipped. Makes no sense they're $5.99 for six pieces. Taste them.
Mmm, crunchy outside.
And juicy inside.
Consider me a convert.
That's the most romantic thing you've said to me all month.
We don't make sense. We make chicken.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Price may vary.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for four lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 1073 FM.
You've been looking for love. Well, honey, I can give you some. When your world is
standing still. I can turn it around. Put your head up in the clouds and pick your feet off the ground. My love, are you ready for my love, my love? My love is ready for you. If you're looking for a heart that's always true, only to you, then my love, is ready for you. Girl, I've heard it said, love is food for the soul. I see the hunger in your eyes, burning out of control. My love is overflowing, my loving cup. Girl, I know you're down, but love will lift you up. My love, my love, my love, my love, my love is ready for you. If you're looking for a heart that's always true, only to you, then my love, my love, my love is ready.
Somebody's living. say it's never gonna change. I think about you like it's some kind of joke, some kind of game. Girl, I think about you when I see a woman on the news who didn't ask to be abandoned or abused. It doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold. When I look at this world, I think about you. And I can't help but see that every woman used to be somebody's little girl. I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold.
Profit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Daddy worked hard for his dollar. He said some folks don't, but that's okay. Well, they won't know which road to follow, because an easy street might lead you astray. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find on the dirt road. I have lived life in the fast lane. You gotta watch your back and look both ways. But when it's said and done, the time we have is borrowed. You better make real sure you hit it the right way. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find on the dirt road. On the dirt road.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin farmers harvested 51,900 acres of snap beans last year for a total production of 6.75 million hundredweight, according to USDA. Fresh market production totaled 148,000 hundredweight and was valued at $13.8 million. Wisconsin ranked first in production of snap beans with 48% of the nation's production. There were 55,000 acres of sweet corn harvested in Wisconsin with a total production of 10.7 million hundredweight. Fresh market production accounted for 643,000 hundredweight. That was a total value of $25.9 million. Wisconsin ranked third for sweet corn production with 17% of the nation's production. Green pea production in Wisconsin last year totaled 1.39 million hundredweight from 28,500 harvested acres and was valued at $26.6 million. And cabbage production in Wisconsin was 2.4 million hundredweight with a total value of production of $32.3 million. District 3 Director John Rettler of Neosho, Wisconsin, was reelected president of the Farm First Dairy Cooperative's Board of Directors following that cooperative's 12th annual meeting over the weekend. District 1 Director Steve Brock of Daggett, Michigan, was reelected vice president. District 5 Director Stephanie Hughes of Pittsville was reelected secretary. And District 6 Director Bob Dietzel of East Dubuque, Illinois, was reelected treasurer. Newly elected to serve as the District 2 Director was Mark Lickfuss of Two Rivers. Reelected to three-year terms on the 10-member Board of Directors included Kathy Bauer of Faribault, Minnesota, representing District 9, and Wayne Galeski of Athens, representing District 4. With the federal milk marketing order hearings now complete, USDA is now considering the more than 12,000 pages of testimony as it formulates a plan for FMMO modernization. The National Milk Producers Federation is still doing what it can to ensure that the proposal best reflects the interests of dairy farmers and their cooperatives. The organization says the key to a successful modernization is a comprehensive approach that addresses the complexity of federal orders in a way that respects the entire dairy industry, while keeping in mind that orders most fundamentally must work for farmers. That's the bedrock principle behind the national milk proposals on areas ranging from returning to the hire of Class 1 mover to updating milk composition factors. You can't look at the federal order system having not been updated in 20 years and not address all facets of the industry, said Stephen Kane, National Milk Senior Director for Economic Research and Analysis. Iowa Republican Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst are pressing the Department of Education for clarity regarding Question 22 on the new free application for federal student aid. They're especially concerned that the way the agency chose to ask the question will force students to list the net worth of family farms as assets. Current MU bigoties could cut off farm kids from needed financial aid and make it less feasible for them to attend college. The question fundamentally misunderstands how the family farm operates, as the stream of revenue for crops and livestock varies significantly year over year, and assets cannot get cashed out to support a loan in the same capacity as traditional investments, the senators wrote in a letter to the Education Department. We reiterate our concern with the nature of this question and lack of insight on how the adjusted formula will impact students from an agricultural background. The last 12 months have been challenging for cultivated meat and seed food companies trying to raise capital. For example, AgFunderNews.com says Finless Foods is making cutbacks to conserve cash. New Age Eats running out of funds, and Good Meat getting sued by its bioreactor supplier over allegedly unpaid bills. As Egg Funder runs the numbers, preliminary data shows that funding for cultivated meat startups peaked at $989 million in 2021, dipped slightly to $807 million in 2022, and then dropped sharply last year, falling 78% to $177 million against a backdrop of a 50% drop in agri-food tech investing overall in 2023. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, stars and high clouds with temperatures dropping to the mid-20s by daybreak. We'll have a light northwest wind. On Tuesday, sunshine, some high clouds around. Our highs reaching the upper 30s in the afternoon with a light and variable wind. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 30 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Blue lights flashing in my rear view. The sheriff said, boy, I should have known it was you. You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice and now I'm riding you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Me and old Harley just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. It threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the Long Branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose and let me go. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing as like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, 'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
Woke up this morning, happy as could be. I looked out my window, what's that I see? Coming up the sidewalk, just as plain as day. Well, here comes trouble that I never thought I'd see since you went away. Hello, trouble, come on in. Well, you talk about heartache, where in the world you been? Ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Well, hello, trouble, 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 welcome home. Pot of coffee, and you can rest your shoes, and you can tell me them sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. Well, it's just a little part of the life we've lived, although I'd rather